Blog Talk Radio.
Then I was very sore afraid. God is so
so wonderful because he is so gracious, because King Xerxes, well, I'm going to go back. Nehemiah was a cupbearer, and Nehemiah served the king. But prior to that, in Nehemiah chapter 1, he ran into some people from Israel, and they said to him, you know, our city lay in ruins, because back a couple of years ago, Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah, had rebuilt the temple that was burned down at Jerusalem. And years later passed, but there was no wall protecting the tabernacle, protecting the place where they were to worship. So he says, okay, well, that was burnt down, and since then they rebuilt the temple, but there was no wall protecting the temple. Mm-hmm. So then it was Nehemiah's job to go and build it. But little did he know that it was his time for God to use him. But it's so interesting because Nehemiah was a cupbearer. And sometimes, you all, we get hung up on, we don't have a doctorate degree. We don't have a bachelor's. We don't have the resources. Maybe I have my degree, Lord, but I don't have the resources to actually do the job. Well, God used, let me tell you something. When God wants you to do a job, it doesn't matter what type of credentials you have, or even if you have the credentials as needed, but you may not have the resource to get the job done.
Yeah.
God is so awesome, because when Nehemiah seen some of his fellow men, they were all in bondage, but, you know, at that time, they was all released to be able to live how they wanted to live and come out of bondage and come out of slavery. And Nehemiah, he was the, they said to him, we can't go to the king for the wall to be built around a temple, mm-hmm. but you are close to the king. So can you go to the king, you know, on our behalf, because you are part of Israel as well. Amen. So Nehemiah said he was up, and his heart was saddened that there was no wall protecting the temple. So God placed that on his heart, and he was so sad. That's why the king said to him, why are you sad? He says, you've never been sad before in my presence. See, in that particular job that he had, you know, king was everything. So king was first. So whatever you got going on outside, whatever you got going on at home, you better get yourself together before you get to work. Amen?
Yes, yes.
So amen. He was like, Nehemiah was so afraid because he picked up on his countenance of being sad. So he was like, Lord, I'm afraid, but Father, he was just trusting God. And then when he asked him what was wrong, even though Nehemiah was afraid on the inside, but he knew that prayer changes things. He knew that prayer was going to work. But look at how strategic God works in our lives.
Yeah.
He placed us and give us favor with folks that we don't even know one day we're going to need them for resources. We're going to need
Amen.
Them for help. And he was humble about it. But that's why people on the outside looked in and said, you are close to the king. If we go to the king, he's going to kill us, but you're close to the king. You got to read the chapter before, chapter 2. So even though Nehemiah was afraid, Nehemiah stepped out. He stepped out in a place where he felt like, maybe I'm too old to take on this job. Maybe I'm too young. Maybe I'm middle-aged. I don't have enough resources, and I feel like I don't have what it takes to get the job done. But, oh, yes, he did have enough to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
God wouldn't have put that burden on his heart. Not even the burden, but the heaviness is on his heart. And when I talk about our bag being full, because some of us are walking around even with a backpack on, or even with a clutch or something around our shoulders, our bag is so full. Full and full meaning, Lord, you ever been in a place where you're so full but you don't know what to do? Every which way you turn, there's a door shut. You don't know what to do. And you're like, Father, I don't know which way to go. Which direction, Father? What do I do? My bag is so full, but what do I do? Because God will get you to a place where you can't do nothing but pray. He'll
Amen.
Get you to a place where you can't do nothing but reach out
Amen.
To God for him to say, now I want you to go here, baby. Now I want you to go there. So, yes, the heaviness and the fullness, I've been there where my bag is so full. So I'm like, Lord, I didn't pray. I didn't fast it. I done made 18 calls and nothing, Father. And God is like, you're going to stop calling. You're going to stop doing what you're doing. And then you turn to God and say, God, what do I do? But it was like a surrendering moment, just using my own imagination with Nehemiah. It's a surrendering moment. God, I surrendered. I'm tired of living the life that I live. I'm tired of doing what I used to do. But it's sometimes when you do different things and you know that you moving past some folks and God is moving you past them, them because we don't want to let those folks go, because we feel like that new life that we will live, that we're not going to have fun with those same friends that we're going to live behind. But it's a time where God starts shutting some doors and closing for them just so you can move past. And that's how God is so gracious, because when we don't leave folk alone, when we don't move out from that place where God is calling us to, we become miserable, we become nasty, we become not looking like ourselves, not feeling like ourselves, until we get to a place where God is like, Lord, I surrender, Father, what do I do? But guess what? Nehemiah got to a place where, Lord, I'm so heavy, my countenance is so sad, but he didn't know that the king was going to read it. But in verse 3 says, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? He said, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchers, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire. So he said, long live the king. He ain't crazy. He said, long live the king first. Then he said, why shouldn't I be sad? He said, when my father, where he lieth, the city, the walls lay ruined. It's on fire. So it says, lieth waste, and the gates thereof consumed with fire. So the gates thereof is consumed with fire. So why would my countenance not be sad? He said to the king. Verse 4, then the king said unto me, for what doest thou make request? So I pray to the God, hallelujah, of heaven.
Yes, yes.
Lord, look at God giving favor right there.
Yes.
Look at God giving favor. He said to him, he said, long live the king. Like, in other words, don't kill me, king, but let me express to you how I feel. And he said, why not I be sad and countenance when the place where my fathers, where the sepulchers, where my father and my whole family lived, the gates are consumed with fire, the gates of that went around the temple. And the king, verse 4, this was favor coming at. And look at Nehemiah. He didn't do, let me tell you something. Let me read this part. I'm just getting excited. Verse 4 said, then the king said unto me, for what doest thou make request? So he asked him, what can I do for you? What is your request? He didn't get on the phone to call his friends. He didn't say, to his co-workers, to his best friend, to his sister, brother, cousins. No. Right then and there. Let me say another thing. He did not have to run to a southwest corner to pray. Sometimes folks feel as though, oh, my God, I got to go to this corner and pray first and ask God. No, he stood right there. God is a right now God, a all-time God, omnipresent God. So you ain't got to run to all them corners to try to find them. God is right there. When I'm running for my life, I can run and say, God, help me.
Yes.
Amen. Defeat that lion that's chasing after me. So I love the Lord Jesus. So he said, so I prayed to the God of heaven. He prayed standing right there. You know how you be coming and folks be before you and you be kind of fearful of saying stuff and you begin to pray while you looking at them. They don't even know you're praying. And you have, well, that's what Nehemiah did. And he stood there and he prayed. But he prayed because he knew that God was going to answer his prayers. Hallelujah. And he said, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant hath found favor, hallelujah, in thy sight, that thou send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. Lord have mercy. That means he had to take a leave of absence from his job. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. He had to take a leave of absence to go do the mission of God. Why? Because his bag was so full. It was nothing else he could possibly do. Where should I turn, God? You know what stuff feels like? Your plate is so full, so you get to a point, even when you're driving sometimes, God, what is it?
Yes,
what do you want from me, Father?
Yes,
what do you want me to do, Lord? It feels like my bag is so full, God, so I don't know what else to do. And God says, okay, now I want you to do X, Y, and Z. Because let me tell you something, while your bag is full, he's really got you to a place people start emptying something. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
You can feel like that plate is so full, but still feel like you're empty.
Yes.
That's when God gets in and removes the burdens from you, and then he starts filling you with his spirit, filling you up. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Like, Ellen, your belly should flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Yes.
He said, so I can go and build it. So he wants to leave his job. But let me tell you something, King Xerxes didn't same, but not even say practice or believe the same beliefs that you do. It don't matter whether you're up against a Muslim or atheist or Buddhist. It don't matter because God says, I am God.
Yes,
I am the Lord God.
Yes.
Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord.
That's
he
right.
is the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. So don't be afraid of other people who serve. Don't serve the same God that you serve. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he says, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but through me, meaning Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it don't matter. So remove that fear from your heart. Remove that fear because God is mighty in battle. I didn't watch that stuff up and be mighty in battle. All the situations, I feel like I'm defeated. But God said, you ain't defeated. I defeat that for you.
Yes.
I will stand for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I do my job, praying to God and asking God to help me fight for that. But God says, I'll fight for you. You just stand.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How, Reverend Pam? And verse 6 says, and the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall thy journey be? And when will thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I sent him a time. And so I set a time. Hallelujah, God. But I love it because the queen was sitting right next to him. Amen.
Yes,
so, and I was talking about this earlier. There is good men out here.
Yes.
You know, some of us have been maybe and other bad relationships, but there is good men out here.
Yes.
So those who may have been, and there is good women out here.
Yes.
So those who have been wounded by a man or wounded by a woman, there is some good men out here. It's just who we choose as our mate. But I'm telling you, and the reason why I say it, because this is another good king. Now, you know, he could have told his wife just to be quiet. You sit there and be a king.
Mm-hmm.
But she put her two cents in it from what I'm reading. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So how long shall thy journey be? They want to know how long will thy journey be and will thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set a time. See, he set a time. I got to go do my father's business. Then he set a time. Verse 7 says, moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors,
hallelujah,
beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Jordan. See, he was smart because he used his resources. So let me tell you, don't let nobody dummy down. Don't let nobody tell you you don't have the credentials, you don't have the resources. Or maybe you have the credentials, but you don't have the resources. So people start looking at you all crazy. Well, you got your degrees, but you don't have the resources. No, God will set the resources up for you.
Hallelujah.
So you don't have to worry about it. And for those who may not have the credentials for the job, God has equipped you for the job and going to give you the resources.
Yes,
so don't dummy down what God has given you or may feel like you don't have enough to get it done. You don't have enough credentials to get it done. Because, yes, you do have enough credentials to get it done.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But he provided the resources. King Xerxes provided the resources for him, but he was smart about it, Nehemiah, even though he was a cupbearer. He felt like he could have felt like, Lord, how can I go and rebuild this wall? But God said, you can go and you can build it. So he put it on his heart to be able to do it. Then he set him up and gave favor. He put him in a position where he was close to the king who had the resources so he can go. Hallelujah. Everybody was in agreement. The king was in agreement and his wife.
Yes,
his wife didn't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
His wife didn't have an opinion about what was going on. And even in that culture, women were beneath men, but he valued his wife's opinion. So, yes, there is good men out here. Yes, there is good women out here.
Yes.
Even if we feel like we at a place where I've been beat down by either gender, just know that God is in control.
Yes,
and ask God to remove the bitterness from your heart so you can move on and do what God has called you to do and be what God has called you to be. Amen?
Amen.
So, verse 8 says,
Shawanda, baby.
Shawanda. How about with Shawanda? And verse 8 says, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Hallelujah. So he said he granted me all what I needed for the hand that was upon me. Did he know that it wasn't King of Xerxes who was doing it? He knew that God gave favor and God was moving through the heart of somebody who didn't even serve Jesus, who didn't even serve God. But so don't always think when you come in the room with somebody else who don't serve Jesus that they can't help you.
Yes,
because let me
yes.
tell you, God will soften the heart of I don't care who it is or who they serve. Just know who you serve. You
that's
are
right,
a child
right.
of the King. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So on top of being a cupbearer, no type of training for the job. God sent them to rebuild the wall around the temple. I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 2. King of Xerxes said, what is your request? And on top of that, and then when he told his request, what I like about him, a backup song, he prayed and asked God. So he didn't wait to run into a court and ask God what to do. No, he stood there, prayed and asked God, and God answered him. He's an all-time God,
yes,
and right
is.
Now,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm present, God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So he said, he told him all the things that he needed. But I love it because Nehemiah said, the hand of my God is upon me. So he knew that God was moving through King of Xerxes to give him what he needed. But see, he used his resources and he wasn't afraid. But when his boss, the king, asked him, what is that you need? He saw Tom everything that he needs. He even needed a letter to when he's traveling so the governors would know that I'm in good hands. It's King of Xerxes who's sending me, but really it's God that's sending me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will use man, y'all.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus. I bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when your cup is bag is full, when your backpack is full, when your purse that you put on your shoulder is full, you get to a place you're like, Lord, what is it? Because I'm weighted down, God.
Yes,
what do
yes.
I do now, God?
Hallelujah.
I surrender, Father.
Thank
I'm leaving
you.
All those folks alone.
Yes, God.
I'm on a mission from you, God.
Yes,
and
God.
I love it because Nehemiah didn't run to his friends. He didn't run to his loved ones. He didn't run to everybody that was in the house with him. No, he consulted to God.
Yes,
so he knew
yes.
that God was the one who was going to give him the answer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So those who bag are full, if your bag is full, say, God, empty me, Father, so I can be used by you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. My lines are open. If you want to take plus one, I'll take your call. Oh, my God, God is so faithful, and he is so good, y'all. I bless the name of the Lord because at times when I felt like, God, my bag is so full, Father, I can't put nothing in it, God. But that was a time. Isn't it amazing how your bag could be so full, but you could still feel empty on the inside?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
So much weight weighing you down. But I just got to a point where her mom, where God was like, listen, it's me that's weighing you down. It's me. Because
yes,
I need
yes.
for you to do a job. I need to send you out on a quest. I need for you to be on a mission assignment for me.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. And then while my bag is full, you can feel God just releasing, just to fill me up, but to fill me up with his water, to fill me up with his strength, to fill me up with his joy,
yes,
to fill
yes.
me up with his direction.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and not directions of my own. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I have time for one call before I close out on today.
Yes, God.
I'm so blessed on today because God is so good. I'm so hyped up in here. I have
yes,
Lucia here being my technician on today.
Yes.
We got to have a shopping party, y'all.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, amen.
The
amen.
Lord is so faithful and so good. So on today, I just encourage all of you to just know that God is on your side. Just know that he loves you. Just know that, you know, some of us may feel like our bags are so full, God. But God just wants to just empty it all out so God can refill you. I feel in my spirit that some folk are afraid to let go. They are afraid to let go because they don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. They're afraid to let go because they don't know what their next is. They don't know what's before them. It's not full. That's where your faith comes in at. So don't worry about what's before you. Just keep walking in this direction. If God is for you, who can be against you?
Yes,
God said, I
yes.
will never leave you nor forsake you. your broken heart.
Yes.
God to mend you back together again.
Yes.
And it's not easy sometimes letting go of friends, letting go people who you've been in a relationship for a long time, and you're afraid that, Lord, what's next for me out there? Because if I let them go or I let them go, what's going to be for me? God will take care of you. He will provide for you. He is so awesome. He is so good. Amen. So
amen.
I'm going to pray out on today, and I want to thank you all for just tuning in. I see you all on next Tuesday. God is so, he's just so faithful. Thanks, Dorothea, for coming on and helping
awesome.
Me as my technician on today.
You're
gave
awesome.
My mom and everybody a break. So,
yes.
Amen. And also I wanted to say to you, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for your cards, for the loss of my children's father. I really appreciate all of you. And continue to pray for the Woodard family. I really appreciate all of you. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for praying for my children and also remember my sister Teresa. Amen. And continue to pray for her. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to close out on today because God is so faithful. I'm
yes,
so excited. Yes. I'm trying to hold my mule on today, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The service is at Slater Funeral Home, which is on 14th and Fitzwater on Friday, this Friday at 10 o'clock. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank
yes,
you and I bless
Lord.
You. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for new beginnings, God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for this love
thank
as well as we
Jesus.
Love ourselves, Father. I thank you
yes,
for a brand
God.
New day, God. I thank you for fresh start, for fresh fire, Father. I thank you for resources, dear God. I thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Resources, dear God.
Thank
Lord,
you,
God. You're so faithful and you're so merciful,
yes,
God.
God.
I love you and
yes,
I thank you, God. Lord, you said in thy word in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And
yes,
Lord, we ask
yes.
God, if you would just touch Danielle Alexander Brown on today, heal her body as she came out of surgery, Father God. We
yes,
love you.
God.
We love you, Father
thank
God.
You,
and
Jesus.
I thank you, God, for blessing my mom and them back home safe from South Carolina, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And it's in Jesus' most precious name
Jesus
I do pray. And continue to touch the wood our family, my
yes,
children,
God.
Their brother, Khalif, and my sister-in-law, Teresa, and the whole world, our family, Father God. Lord, we love you. We pray and touch me and bless me, dear
yes,
Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Please know that God is on your side.
Yes,
God bless
yes.
you and see you next Tuesday.
Bye. That was good.